You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
January 4th, 2022, brand new season of Patriot Power Hour, the 17th season. I'm Ben, the Breaker of Banksters. Future Dan, how you doing there, man?
It's winter 2022. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, we can just talk about what's happening now for hours upon hours, but maybe we'll do a little prognostication or some, maybe even a prediction or two for the new year coming up. But like I just said, we got so much current events, it's hard to even think more than a week into the future.
Seems like a major mainstream media pivot on COVID right now to me.
Absolutely. Last time we were on air was, what, 2 weeks ago, I suppose? Yeah. And it was a whole different narrative being pushed with regard to Omicron and just COVID and the vaccines in general.
It's just a cold now.
Yeah, I mean, and you were telling me today, you were, I believe, listening in on the radio maybe, or just kind of listening to the enemy propaganda, and even they were saying, oh, it's essentially just the cold now, kind of a more severe, but just the, you know, not a deadly pandemic that's going to kill us all. They were had to admit that.
Yeah, that's less than 3 hours ago on Bloomberg Radio, and they're talking about the market reacting to that, acting as, you know, Wall Street's acting this way, is what Bloomberg's saying.
So if the banksters and their minions are banking on it, you know, hey, they got a lot of money at stake. They don't want to be wrong. So that is kind of a decent signal to pay attention to. And we'll get into a lot of the COVID news and the vaccination news. But one item I really wanted to bring up is that interview with Dr. Robert Malone on Joe Rogan podcast, Joe Rogan Experience. That's 2.5, 3 hours. And is one of the most listened to podcasts of all time, just in the past week or two. I listened to the whole thing in the last couple weeks, and it was just, you know.
All right. For those of us who haven't, why don't you, we use this first segment to, you know, hit the highlights.
Yeah. No, it was, number one thing I would say, it was extremely measured with no extreme, scare tactics by the doctor.
And so what wouldn't he admit? Speculate on what would he not, how far would he not go?
He himself got the vaccines.
Okay.
He essentially regrets it at this point, but he does say the vaccines work for certain classes of people, but yep. You know, absolutely should not be mandated for children was his big stance. But he says there is some, I mean, he invented the RNA technology, mRNA technology. And holds a bunch of patents, and you can go, he's well known, but if you don't, I absolutely think you should go look him up and go listen to this Joe Rogan podcast with him. He's extremely measured. He talks all about how he can't prove anything. He can't prove intent. He can't absolutely prove, just like a real scientist and a real doctor should. He talks about how there's correlation, but there's also confounding variables, and he's very scientific and not extreme or over the top, but that gives him more gravity when he says he just can't believe how horrible the government is acting with the mandates, with the lockdowns, with
less
the forced vaccines.
Less to me.
You think he gets less credibility saying yes. That when he's being very scientific and not jumping the gun?
Yes, because this is a national security concern, and no nation's national security can be or ever has been run strictly on scientific findings, right?
Well, fair enough, but I
so
feel that, like
he's ducking the question, playing I'm just a scientist. For about 2 years now, we've heard follow the science and you know adhere to the science experts and all the, you know, medical professionals. No. If we do that, we're going to get hit by these things repeatedly this century. I don't give him respect for that. If he has no national security lens and can't look at the coincidences.
So you got to go listen to this episode for sure, because he talks about how he works for the Defense Department, essentially his entire career.
As a scientist.
In bioweapons.
But he doesn't have a political viewpoint on coronavirus, and that's why.
No, he
no,
says
I don't
that,
take him seriously.
No, he says that the Biden administration is criminal and totally against the Nuremberg Code. And that Pfizer is one of the most evil organizations ever. He
says
that.
But he won't speculate on the origin of the virus?
No, he talks about Fauci and the Wuhan lab funding, but he doesn't. He's the opposite of Alex Jones, but with just as much gravitas or even more fact, because he's the doctor that was. He's worked with Fauci for decades, not like hand in hand, but almost like as opposed to one another in the same field, because they're very high, you know, highly respected.
What do you have to say about gain of function research?
He essentially said that they moved it from to Wuhan.
Yeah, but did he say doing it on viruses is tantamount to building bioweapons and it shouldn't be done?
He didn't say it shouldn't be done. Uh-huh. I think he's more of a Pentagon style where, well, we better control it. So I can give you that.
So he doesn't have a national security lens and say, you know, that sort of thing shouldn't ever be undertaking. Well, what's the gain of function on a deadly virus? Increasingly deadly virus. No, that shouldn't be built ever.
So why do we have
banned for development under, you know, previous presidents all the way through to the end of
that's not going to work.
Obama's terms.
Yeah, but are they going to ban nuclear weapons? No,
it's our military does not do gain of function for this purpose. It's like our military doesn't no longer manufactures chemical weapons, right? We had them in the 80s, but we've
allegedly.
We actually really had tons of stockpiles.
Oh, allegedly and we don't have them is what I'm saying.
We publicly destroyed them. Yeah, well, yeah, they're banned by convention.
Right. And do you think we follow all the rules? Of course not. It's just stupid to do so in a Machiavellian way. So
who's running around carrying mustard gas now? We don't have that in any inventory in the United States.
Nerve gas. I'm sure they got some nerve gas somewhere stashed away. But we're kind of going down a tangent. You got to go listen to it. I think you have some valid points where he's more of... I don't know how to explain where you're coming from with regard to that, to be honest. I don't think he's the national security part. He's all about the national security. He's thinking it's being used to take down, you know, it is a threat to national security Fauci and all them got out of control.
But your COVID decision tree that we introduced on Patriot Power Hour early in the pandemic.
Right. Man-made.
Or natural.
Man-made.
Which he says it's man-made.
Yeah.
Okay. Let loose on purpose or accidentally?
That one he's... fluffs on. He says right. He can't come up with intent. He's been with lawyers too much. He already got banned off Twitter. So he even admits uh-huh. he's self-censored and now he regrets it because, you know, they eventually did ban him.
For speculating that it might have been man-made.
Not speculating. I mean, he knows it. You know, we would be speculating if we put it on Twitter, but he's the true expert and they banned him. So
that's the news out of the Rogan podcast is you got the, inventor of mRNA getting suspended from, Twitter again. It's always Twitter, right? And, countering the official narrative, the big countering of the official narrative is, he confirms it's man-made.
And that the vaccines are very dangerous and are screwing up, especially the young.
Yeah, it's the original disease that if we don't really come to a national consensus that was man-made. Who cares about talking about vaccines? Right? Well, you don't have to take it if you don't want to in this country, so who cares about vaccines?
One of his big things he was also pushing was that early treatment with, like the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and some other, early treatment. If you already need to be intubated, it's too late for you to use that stuff. But right. He said that was purposefully suppressed.
Well, that's big news.
He didn't say, but then they were like, Joe was trying to prod him a little bit why, or, it was a political agenda. And he's pretty much like, yeah, there is a political agenda, but he wouldn't be like, yeah, because Biden works for New World Order Satanists or something. He didn't say that.
But he was thinking it. No.
Well, no, I think he was essentially. He probably doesn't think.
He wants to still appeal to somebody else in the scientific community that kind of plays this game. Well, we're all insulated from that. We're just the science, and if you don't have intent behind some of this, how much science can actually be, usefully understood by mass population?
Yeah, well,
Very little.
I feel like he had a little bit of a guilty conscience or realize he has to take the gloves off, right? Because they banned him anyway, even though he said he self-censored and tried to go, be as objective and scientific as possible. They still banned his ass. And I feel like he saw Fauci in my opinion, Fauci just continued to become a bigger tyrant decade plus ago. We talked about a couple articles from the 90s, some of the programs Fauci was running.
But I got to be honest, I never heard of him before he was standing next to Trump in the White House.
Exactly. No, but this doctor did. You know, he certainly I'm knew sure him.
Yeah.
And he just he had some choice words about Fauci as well. And so definitely interesting. I can't do it justice, but I thought it was certainly worth the listen.
I think it's a cop-out to say, well, I'm just a scientist. I can't prove X, Y, and Z. There's enough coincidence there
that right.
any intelligence agency would make proper assumptions and act accordingly, right?
And one, and I'm not saying this is true, but he might have been just kind of speaking in code, because he said a couple times like he has contacts in the intelligence community and contacts in the military, all this. Who knows? But he knows tens of millions of people will listen to this, and it is a matter of national security. So if there are those white hats working on the inside that are good, hopefully they are listening.
His employment probably depends on continuing to hold a clearance.
Well, he said that he's like pretty much retired. He's 63, and you know he doesn't care about the money. But you know, who knows? But he seemed pretty genuine and brought a lot of facts too. So even if you just take the man out of the equation, and even take Joe Rogan, maybe you don't like Joe Rogan. I like Joe Rogan, but maybe you don't. Just the facts, ma'am, were very strong. So worth listening to, for sure.
Yeah, I think we're at the point where it's just another cold, right? It's just a 3-day flu, like pretty much you always might have caught from 2019 and earlier. And about time. Really, it's about time.
He did mention that Omicron specifically seems to be less severe. Obviously, a lot more contagious, but more not in the deep lung. And it doesn't last as long. It doesn't have some of the nasty effects. So
just
he's
cold,
hopeful,
right?
He's hopeful that's been improved.
Just like the last flu you had, right?
Yeah. So with that said, we will be back with the News Blitz, the first News Blitz of January 2022. Be sure go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. In the meanwhile, we got the Prepper Broadcasting store. We got more shows than days of the week on the network. And we got a lot of other cool stuff. PrepperBroadcasting.com. This is Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us. Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the National Disaster Relief Effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
This is your heat map, Blitzkrieg, January 4th, 2022. Starting in column one. Yes, Twitter did suspend the MRA inventor for providing COVID information that carried to the official narrative. Check out segment one of this show. Covered it in depth. Twitter censors Congresswoman for sharing the same thing. Counter-official COVID information. You like that word, Ben? Counter-official. I Googled it. It's not in existence. It's a new word, counterofficial COVID information. Texas audit finds over 11,000 potential aliens are registered to vote. Ghislaine Maxwell convicted, could name names, but hasn't yet. Two CNN producers under investigation for pedophilia in the most hated indicator of all, powerful pedophiles exposed. Column one. We got National Guard deploying to 55 hospitals, Ben. It seems to me to be a handful of governors exercising one last great knee-jerk COVID emergency reaction, at least to this variant of this disease. Russia test-firing new naval hypersonic missiles. China harvesting masses of data on Western targets. Over a third, 34% of Americans say violence against the government justified, which includes neo-Bolshevik violence. So out of that 34, there's a lot of diverse points of view. I'd like to get that article later in the show. Panic as Chinese communists quarantine people in their homes without food in China. And I'll take a little sidebar here, Ben, and alert you to the fact on Bloomberg Radio earlier today, actually right after 6 o'clock, we were talking about earlier that the official narrative, at least on that mainstream media, for the time being has pivoted, and some market-oriented talking heads on the radio made mention of the fact that places like Taiwan and China may suffer vis-a-vis places like the United States and Europe by clamping down. Well, they've clamped down again in China. We got reports in certain 12 million person sized cities of people just being told stay indoors, and panic is ensuing. Column three, economics. Interesting article that follows. It's a trailing mainstream article for what my co-host has been saying for a long time. Headline reads, 1% increase in Fed interest rates would translate into a $30 trillion increase in the federal government interest costs. 1% gets you $30 trillion, I think, over a year, Ben. Real income fall for the fourth straight month. Real income is what you can actually pay for. Consumer price index is up 1.6% over the previous quarterly report. And in column four, we got natural news, we got disease news, we got a lot of things. 30,000 people evacuated, hundreds of homes burned as wind-driven fires sweep through Boulder area, Colorado. Most destructive fire in Colorado history. Of course, that is to poverty values that are inflated, so I think you always see the most destructive in history type natural events unfold when everything's rising in costs, including real estate. American coronavirus cases soar to the highest level on record. That's the Omni variant. And mystery neurological illness, Ben, is infecting a Canadian province bordering Maine. Totally unrelated from COVID news. Dangerous disease news all the same. Taiwan, Indonesia, getting the typical 6 to 7 magnitude earthquakes in the last week, but the rest of the planet relatively stable, no major fatal earthquakes have actually hit us in the past year. Chinese brain control warfare is being at least speculated upon, if not reported upon widely. How exactly that brain control technology works and to what degree is a matter of debate. And new data from Germany shows 95% of Omicron cases are in the vaxxed. And if you've had your vaccine, you have a 1 in 20 chance of not getting Omni. Exploding meteor blamed for ground-shaking loud boom in Pittsburgh just the other night. And that's it. That's the heat map dashboard for January 4th, 2022. What's your overall view of the temperature of the news, Ben?
Well, definitely the one I gravitated to was what I actually talked about last episode on the season finale for the fall season. I even put that exact example, 1% increase in the interest rate would translate into X amount of extra interest cost. Now, this article...
Maybe they're listening to you. Maybe they got the idea from you.
So this came... What they put here, the $30 trillion, I believe, is in the aggregate over a 30-year period. So it'd be like $1 trillion per year, every year.
For 30 years.
It was the Congressional Budget Office, what they were projecting through 2051, I believe, which is 30 years from 2021. So here, real quick, we'll jump in here. this is pretty insane. So, again, folks, remember, interest rates right now are essentially 0%. The long-term healthy interest rate over, you know, most of history is 3-5%. So we are 3-5% interest rate lower than normal. And we're just talking about a 1% increase here. So really, you could do 3, 4, or 5% increase, and we would be in the normal range. What would that look like? It all comes down to this, I think. Oh, we got to reload on the article. But by 2051, if the interest rate goes up and this debt that we've accumulated is obviously skyrocketed.
40-year high.
The 40-year high, really all time. That's just the inflation. 100% of tax revenue would go to pay the interest only, meaning there'd be no money at all for military or any of the other Democrat social programs. We probably don't need most of them anyway, but there would be no money at all. 100% of all the tax revenue would be to pay these interest obligations in the year 2051 at the current rate. That's with, I believe, a 2% increase. And remember, we're 3-5%, it would be normal. So if we went to normal, I mean, it comes down to within 10 years from now, we would be totally bankrupt if we see interest rates rise. Meaning, only two options. They do that and everything crashes, which they may do.
Or they refuse to honor the debt.
Or they keep interest rates at zero or below and inflation runs rampant.
Or they just refuse to, you know, service the debt. You know, you use sovereignty to say we're not paying.
Well, if they do that, then everything will, you know, then it'll absolutely be a massacre.
How so?
Because who gets paid this debt? First
or
off,
what if it's just not foreign debt holders? They're not.
That's about half of it. So we could tell the other 50% screw off, and then yeah, so that takes off half of it. We tell all our foreign creditors to screw off. We don't pay them the interest.
They tell domestic investors, all right, whatever your investment was,
get a haircut.
It's half.
Exactly. Well, that's absolutely what they may end up having to do.
Right.
They're trying to pretend they can't, but they keep adding up the debt. And they can't have 0% interest rates forever. If they do, this inflation is going to be crazy.
And they do it with a debt jubilee to consumer and private debt and corporate debt, too. You know, it'd just be an understanding all across the board under one law that,
oh, yeah,
you know, U.S. debt is not being honored now. And, you know, domestic debt, your personal debt, you know, all creditors lose. What would that mean?
Well, a lot of the a lot of people would think it's a great thing. Oh, my student loans have been canceled. Oh, my credit cards have been canceled. The TV I bought, I don't have to pay it off. Hooray! Obviously, that's extremely short-sighted.
Be a long time before anybody lent anything to anybody else.
Talk about a credit system freeze. Absolutely. Totally. So, I mean, that's why we got to build your own economies separate from that credit system. That's why I believe Bitcoin can be part of that. But also just buying locally, and, you know, the other preppers on this network talk about it all the time. The network and contacts you have and a local economy. That'll be huge when Wall Street locks up, let me tell you.
Sounds like driving everything back to a barter economy. Most people will not be in favor of that for long.
No. And there's so many inefficiencies in that the standard of living will drop like ridiculous amount quickly. I mean, we're seeing it in another article that you went through. The real wages are falling for the fourth month. That's slowly chipping away at your standard of living.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you got a 4% raise at work this year. But guess what? If inflation's 5, 6, 7, 10%, you are going the wrong way.
And Show me somebody who got that without taking a new job, and I'll shake their hand.
Absolutely. Well, you could say another great segue. I believe a few days ago, what is it, the 5.8% increase in cost of living for Social Security came into effect. But the figure you just read on the inflation in an annual basis is above 6%. So even Social Security recipients who think they're getting a big raise at 5.8% are still sliding back slowly.
Right.
And they haven't gotten a raise for quite a while, and they're not going to get one like that next year, I'm sure. So it compounds. I think Einstein said compound interest is one of the most impressive or powerful forces in the universe, and that's all what interest rates is about. It's hard to get your head around, but once you do, you're just like, wow. Put it this way. Prepper Broadcasting Network. What are you prepping for? I know. Economic collapse. It's going to happen. Now, the thing is, are they going to start a war, or are there going to be some sort of cyber or terrorist attack or another pandemic, and that's when it collapses? So then the banksters say, hey, it wasn't us. That's what I think they're going to do. I don't think they're going to take the blame. I feel like they took too much blame in 2008.
Yeah.
You know, they got some egg on their face. I don't think the Wall Street cats want to be the blame this time, but, you know, who knows if they even have enough control to stop it.
Yeah, but if there's enough haircuts on Wall Street, there's enough mansions in the Hamptons and Connecticut that end up not being owned by the same people because they were caught short.
Yeah.
Suppressing the narrative that, you know, at the end of the day, it was modern monetary theory that failed. The Keynesian economics ran a 100-and-something year course in history, and you can't, you know, incur debt to maintain your standard of living. And that growth cycles, you know, there has to be a bust if there's ever going to be a boom, you know, and artificially suppressing that dynamic is going to amount to a long period of a lot of people experiencing a level of poverty that is unseen in any of our lifetimes.
I don't think I could have said it any better there, sir.
That's why we get ready.
Absolutely. That's why you prep. All right, folks. That's the first half of the show in the books. We're going to go to break. Check out our new music. We call it Master Block Breaks. Got some cool intros and outros and even a song later on. Check it out. And we'll be right back.
The Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, back in your house. January 4th, 2022, second half of the show. Man, we got a lot of articles we just covered. I know we're going to talk about a few more of them, but let me pass it along to you, Future Dan. What do you want to cover more? I spoke a little bit, of course, about the debt and all those articles and the inflation. What other articles you want to hit on, or even just topics in general?
Yeah, I mentioned a few of them on the way in here. Crack open the panic in Chinese communities quarantined in their homes. Like you got to expose this stuff. All right, this is the Daily Express out of Britain. Panic in children as millions forced inside in strict COVID lockdown. I'm starving to death. Just take a glance at this article, Ben. You know, how does it strike you? Is this just like one instance of some person found online that the you know, UK Express quotes, or you know, we got communists being communists in a bad way now in China?
I definitely think that is happening. First off, this city, yeah, it's small compared to the entire population of China, but there's still 13 million inhabitants. So I don't think you could
huge city
fake a lockdown, like, you know, say they're locked down, but they're not actually locked down for a fortnight. What's a fortnight? Isn't that 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So 14 plus days of lockdown for 13 million people. That's like the size of the entire New York metro area, I think. This is like a relatively small city in China. It's just that the scale of it here.
So they're all wearing hazmat suits and they're handcuffing these prisoners and marching them in Cultural Revolution style on the streets. Although the people that are being marched are actually all masked up. So I don't know. Those could be plants and just cops walking with cops. But presumably they're doing demonstrations of force against their own populace. And my question is, how many little kids that grew up in the last 5 years wearing masks, being told to wear masks, can't do nothing without your mask on in kindergarten and first grade and second grade? It's COVID, locking you all down. How many of them are going to be just happy to do this again when they're 18 to 25 years old? March you through the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're raised that way.
It's for the, exactly. Well, and the people being marched through, you know, they broke quarantine or had some other issue on their social credit score, I'm sure. So, like you said, it'll be a normal for them. So by the time they're 18 to 25, they're the enforcers. Oh, yeah.
You got to confront a whole new level.
How much more technology will they have in 20 years from now? I mean, holy crap.
Got to confront them. Can't lay down to them. Can't coincide with them. You can't be one of those cuck conservatives who are like, well, that's what they say the rules are now, so let's make a meme and talk about it on Fox and just complain. No, you gotta, like, civil disobedience. You gotta, you know, if that's the model in China, oh, how China is a model for the left in this country, you know, never, ever can we let that happen.
So over the holiday, I drove through West Virginia.
Yeah, how's it out there?
No one wears a mask.
No.
Not at all. Like, I think you'd be shunned and made fun of if you wore more mask in public. But then I've also been on the liberal East Coast, some of the big cities, and like, oh my God, if you dare not wear a mask in the supermarket, you'll get tattled on. You know what I mean? So
I have not.
That
seen
is an
that.
Interesting divergence.
I've traveled the entire East Coast and haven't had anyone say boo at me. You have to wear a mask in any state, and I've been in several for the last year. There was a period of time after the lockdown came in March of 2020 through early summer where you have business owners like trying to enforce it. They can't find employees that would dare speak up to someone not wearing a mask, you know? And, you
right,
know,
exactly.
And getting told to F
they
off.
They
got to
do the dirty
chance.
Work, the people making $15 an hour or something.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly can find places where almost everybody's wearing a mask and some of them are looking at you.
I'll give you that. I meant more of, and I have seen, not personally, but I know people that have been tattled on, and I've seen stuff obviously on social media too. But it's more of they'll look at you disapprovingly. Just like, you know, someone in West Virginia isn't going to come like laugh in your face, but they'll definitely, I'm sure, talk trash behind your back that you're wearing a mask because you're a pansy.
No, it's just one more person you won't be bartering with after the collapse.
Well, that's a good point, you know. So long story short, there's a huge variance just within America, but in China, there ain't no variance. Let me tell you that they're locking them down everywhere. And no matter what province you're in, it's not like here in America. I think that's a huge tenet. We are the Patriot Power Hour. That's a huge tenet of our system, the state's rights. So it's, playing out well in certain states and not very well in others. So if you're in one of those states that's not playing out too well, I suggest potentially moving.
States' rights are dead since Civil War. I mean, the 10th Amendment, in the Ninth Amendment, those were rendered next to meaningless after the
Well, that's where your civil disobedience comes in. We need a couple big states to just disregard.
Right. I mean, that's part of it. The federal system might produce that. I wouldn't call it states' rights. I don't think states have rights. I think all their powers emanate from the people. The very concept of rights
that's fair.
Is I've heard that term before in law, and perhaps some have framed it that way, but it's certainly been used to, you know, explain the Southern Rebellion and slavery, the defense of slavery. So I wouldn't, you know, it has to be done on a personal level. Everywhere you go, every person you meet, every mind you bump into, every kid you see growing up, letting them know that wasn't normal, it never was, and all the grown-ups that told you it was normal, they were really effed up, and you shouldn't have listened to them.
That's a good way to put it. No, I totally see it where, and this is the true tenet of a free system, the individual is the base unit of the society, for sure.
I think it's
and those build from there. Then you have your, you know, maybe your neighborhood, and then you have your local.
The family's a unit, and the state knows it. So creating, you know, divorce on demand, creating, you know, welfare programs to support single income families, creating everything since the 60s that you know absolutely obliterated the family in America. I mean, that wasn't by mistake. That was to, you know, get a massive grasp on power. Because if you don't have families taking care of themselves, state right, will grow.
Well, it's predicated upon the individuals being self-sustaining and having the freedom and ability to exercise their rights. But when you take out the family and or make people poor and sick, then they can't really take care of themselves. Is pretty, you know, not giving them an excuse, most of them. But when that happens, then the big daddy socialist government comes in and saves everything for sure.
We're more halfway through the pass point on that right now.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. And it's a parabolic curve, just like the debt tyranny, you know, ramps up slowly, but the last little bit, it just explodes. And,
So when this debt jubilee, this stealth default and debt jubilee, massive poverty and inflation through the roof and credit system freezing and, you know, probably digital currencies forced on us, as soon as they figure out how to, you know, block Bitcoin and yet maintain an open web for Fed coin, it's probably coming. And when all that happens and everybody takes a big step down in terms of their wealth levels, it's going to be the family unit that you're going to turn to get what you need, not the state. And they're going to make it clear. And if you're not in a family or in a group, you'll probably find a strong demand on your part to get in one.
Good point. Yeah. Strength in numbers. And there's a reason you aggregate like that for sure.
How about that Chinese brainwashing? What do you make of that? The Chinese mind control article.
Let's see. Let's dig deeper into it. Chinese brain control warfare work revealed. Commerce Department of the United States imposed sanctions on Chinese technology companies and announced recently that China's military is engaged in dangerous work related to brain control warfare research. So here you go. That's pretty self-evident, I think, right there. The Chinese military brain control, and we're not in 1960s anymore, man.
Yeah, so my question is, how exactly is this happening, right? All sounds good. You can subdue your enemies and control their minds, right? But, you know, by what means? All right, focus on the attack on the enemies, will to resist and not physical destruction. Sounds good, but the question is, like, how are they going to get into the human consciousness and actually start controlling anything?
Mainstream media and social media, one way.
Right, but you got to use it for it to work. It's not really
correct. I don't use that stuff anymore except for to promote the posts, but...
Yeah, this article is off of Washington Times, so, you know, they don't play around when it comes to you know, talking about the dangers that the Chinese military may threat, you know, present us. But I don't know. Biotechnology, you know, implants, neurological implants, electromagnetic, biophysical, you know, material technologies. How the article's a little light on that, right? Very sensational topic, very Hollywood topic, but you know, clearly things that DARPA looks at and other clandestine research programs in this country look at. But is it for real? How close is it? This article's a little bit fluff because I don't see any how there, right? What's their approach? What's their method? This is more of a policy paper that says, well, the PLA is studying this. Now, Ben, that might be what this is all about, because someone in Congress or someone in the Department of Defense, you know, is leaking the how on a classified level to these reporters. And the reporters, for fear of, you know, they don't want to put that out into the public, are giving you the top level. You know, like, Chinese are getting into controlling cognition in certain subjects. Probably all the attempts at it and all the successes, if any, at it are currently completely classified because we don't want to let them know how we know they're doing it.
No, totally. And we've talked on this show a little bit about the Havana syndrome, right? Directed energy weapons that can mess you up. That's one part of this. This report shows four technology fields that are being research for military purposes, and again, a little bit of fluff or not, no hard examples, but why would it be? It's super classified. Nanotechnology, nano drones is one thing I would be looking for. Biological viruses, anybody?
CRISPR.
Information.
That's
generally.
That's all.
I would think almost 5G technology and just overall Internet of Things and the Great China Firewall, all that, and cognition. Now that's an interesting one. And they do talk about how there wouldn't even be a fight. The enemy's will to resist would be shattered before a shot was fired. So some sort of brain control, maybe with electromagnetic and chemical. I mean, it is, again, kind of a dystopic science fiction novel. Not the first people to talk about such things, but they're researching it, and the Commerce Department has officially sanctioned them on it.
Yeah, well, think about it in terms of, you know, the very basics of the concepts in terms of infantry warfare, Ben. Let's say you're going to attack something. You can destroy it, or you can control terrain. You can destroy enemy. You can defeat the enemy. You can, cordon and search terrain. Some of these things you could do to your enemy happen in terms of them, their peoples, and, you know, their bodily welfare. You know, if you're trying to kill them, it's war. And then there's things you can do to train, like control terrain. So I hear the word mind control. That's not mind destruction. Those things could be easily Havana syndrome or other weapons like that. Deliberately attacking your opponents may causing Alzheimer in people, early dementia, right? Targeted weapons. Like the speculation with the Russians putting, irradiating their, targets, right? That's destroying your enemy. Mind control, keeping you unaware you're under attack, yet causing your mind to think in ways that we want. It's gonna be really a passive. You were talking about social media messaging, but that's just propaganda. Is propaganda mind control? I don't know. If you're messing with the biology of the person and you're gonna not destroy the mind but actually control it, let's just say. I'm not there yet that this is actual true technology, but I would bet the farm that communist regime in Beijing is trying to do it. So, you know, they're going for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very interesting article. Maybe one more before we go to our final break. I saw, well, as someone who was born in Colorado, not in Boulder County, but only 30 miles to the south of that, pretty much in the same front range, just 30 miles south. pretty scary and crazy to see all those homes burn. You know, I have been on a quest to start my own mountain
retreat.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Is Boulder and, off the...
Yeah, I think so. And I had actually asked you about this a couple of weeks ago.
And what did I say before this fight?
And I said, man, should I buy in Colorado or out west or stay in like Appalachia or in the south or where should I go? And you pretty much said, hey, man, if stuff really does hit the fan, you don't want to be in the mountains where it's dry as hell. Think of all the electrical power outages or even just crazy people that just go insane and just start fires. They do that. They already do that. No, there'll be no firefighting efforts because society's collapsing. There'll be more instances of fires starting. And do you really want to be your bug out location? You might have 500 acres, but if that whole thing burns down, that's not a good situation. So I said, you know what? Maybe I'll stick in a little wetter climate.
Yeah. I mean, you could fireproof a location.
You could.
It might actually be the best place to be.
No.
Right?
You can start your own forest fire to stop people infiltrating now.
I do not.
Go a little extreme there.
No. But somebody might think JK. That way, and it would be dangerous to be anywhere near them.
Yeah, no, I mean, just the fact that there would not be any firefighting efforts, and there would probably be no or little warning to even evacuate or get out of there, or ability to if stuff was going down. And think about it, if we're going pretty extreme, but if there were weapons used, whether nuclear or some other, and that's going to start fires everywhere.
All those fires will whip.
It's nuclear. I mean, you burn down the whole freaking Rocky Mountain forest if Denver got nuked or something. Don't forget there's a lot of military targets there.
Right, or even if none of that comes to unfold, which we pray it doesn't, just living there has that risk.
Most of these were started by 100-mile-an-hour winds that knocked over power lines and sparked them and burned down. And that's really a lot of the fires in California as well. Just wind. So that's natural issues to worry about, let alone, okay, if stuff hits the fan, do you think there's going to be more and severe and more frequent fires? Probably. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more break. Check it out, folks. And, of course, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Check that out. I think the simplest way to put it, wherever you find your podcast, search Prepper Broadcasting Network and subscribe. And that's how you should tell your friends. Tell them, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com and or search Prepper Broadcasting Network where you can find your podcast. Subscribe to it. You'll get our show and many others. All right. We'll be right back with the finale of the season opener. Stick with us.
Prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, MD. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
And I say it with a passion. As I pull off in the Aston. Don't nobody like his ass, huh? Tried to cover up and tell the people, go Brandon. But we know what they saying, though. You can hear the chant in every post. Don't nobody want this commie cause we not in China. Everybody hated Trump and now they out to catch a body. That's what they get for treating us like we in Squid Games. Green light mandate like he's insane. These times people waking up to everything. Go Brandon, but we all know what the saying means.
Let's go, Brandon. Great job, Future Dan, on all of the new music and all that fun stuff for the season. Refreshing it a little bit. Good stuff, man. Got a couple of nice songs there.
Yeah. Fauci Flew and Let's Go, Brandon.
I explained to my parents, who unfortunately are way too left-leaning, but it is what it is. But I explained to them what They didn't even know what Let's Go Brandon meant. Let's just say that. But they do watch CNN nightly, which is very sad.
They didn't mention it there?
But I don't know, but I explained it to what they meant. They thought it was actually funny. And they hate Trump. You know, they hate. I think I'm like crazy and shit, but. They thought Let's Go Brandon was hilarious. Like, even that level of propaganda that Fox News or Fox sports analyst, you know, they were just like, wow, they couldn't even believe it. I showed them the clip. They thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, the ability of Democrats in this country to just put their hands over their heads and you go la, la, la together as loud as possible about things that are happening nearby. Well, it's dangerous, I'll tell you what. And don't think that when a great reset happens and a massive, you know, slow motion, stealth collapse, depression hits us, that these people won't be with their hands over the ears, la, 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 straight into it for years. If not the rest of their lives.
Well, there'll be two things. They'll be begging for help, and then they'll be begging to punish people at fault who will be people like you and I. They're already, you know.
Who knew better.
The unvaccinated. It's their fault, they'll be saying, as a small example.
They'll demand that, you know, some crackdown, Beijing style. But tell you what, are they coming out to where I am, making me do anything? Are they, the people that were la 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 over the years? No. No, they don't have it in them.
Well, that's kind of the good news, is they're so locked into the Matrix and
yeah, here's
GMO
the bad news.
Food and stuff.
Here's like the bad news. They got their heads over their ears when, you know, people are going to camps and otherwise being put down by their government.
That's true.
Waco style, because they won't hear that either.
Well, that's what.
They'll be shocked to learn that someday later.
That's what the mRNA inventor said on the show to end it with Rogan. He said he talked about mass formation psychosis.
Yeah.
He's like, how did, you know, it's the old, you know, once you say anything about Hitler or the Nazis, you lose the argument, but it's a pretty apparent, relatively modern example. Biggest one in history, essentially, except for what's going on now in terms of mass psychosis. And how did it happen? He talked about it, and he talked about how that's occurring now and how a good portion, maybe even up to half of the population, don't care if literally the boosters kill you. They'll just take it, and they'll take more without even asking. And I don't know. Anyway, back to that. He talks all about how this leads to exactly what you're talking about, camps and wars and all that, and it's mass psychosis overall. So yeah,
dangerous. We're not all. There's no sense anymore. So we're all. When you're in one of those la la la, I can't hear anything else groups, you use terms like we're all this, or we all thought that, or no one thought that. If you're paying attention to reality, there's no we all. There's people that know. There's people that don't. There's people that agree. There's people that don't agree. But if you shut down and just don't have a diversity of viewpoints, like you don't listen to the mainstream media ever because you they can't be trusted. You just shut it off. You're no better than the people that, you know, aren't aware that at a NASCAR event, a guy named Brandon won. The crowd joined behind him and chanted, "Fuck Joe Biden." And the reporter pretended like they had said, "Let's go, Brandon, the winner of the race." Okay? Just in case you're catching that news for the first time, I'll break it for you. I'm paying for your power hour several months late. But, you know, keep your eyes open, America, because if they think they can get away with that, they're going to try worse.
For sure. When everything accelerates so much more quickly, I feel like, just as we talked about the debt on this parabolic explosion where it compounds and is just totally out of control in the next 30 years, and in my opinion, more like 10 years or less. So is the tyranny. I feel like almost like the tyranny is growing even quicker than the debt. If you can't really put a number on tyranny, but that is growing very quickly.
It's a soft tyranny of just a deliberately, purposefully, willfully ignorant slice of the public.
So I would say we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary on PBN. Now, we did a show before for a couple of years, but even just, and we'll do kind of a proper 2-year anniversary maybe here in a few weeks. But
we did this show for 2 years earlier.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is just think about when we first came on PBN, though, which was like Patriot Power Hour number 80, and today is 167. So right. 2 years ago, right when COVID was first starting to leak in Wuhan, but not really any cases, or maybe like one or two cases in Seattle or something, mid-late January 2020.
That's when we got on the scene.
That's when we came on. Now, almost 2 years ago. Back then, I thought the tyranny was out of control. I thought the debt was out of control. I thought all this was out of control, and it was. But just think about what's occurred from COVID until now.
More out of control.
It's like literally has doubled, I think. And the debt damn near has. We've added, I think, 7 or 8 trillion.
Yeah.
So we've gone from 20 to like 28 trillion. So, okay, only a 40% increase. Oh, sorry. But
20 was a gross number, and we reported on it.
Yeah. And now it's 27 plus. We're going to hit 30 sooner than later. And, yeah, interest rates are still zero, so we can still all pretend and go la, 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 like you said. But we're going to – they're going to try to take us all down with us. So I suggest prep it now and use that fiat currency while you can. How about that?
When push comes to shove. When push comes to shove. What's the difference between push and shove in that expression, Ben? Push comes to shove. To you. When does it go from being a push to a shove?
In terms of economics or COVID or just in general?
You know, metaphorically at a higher, just basic level. When or a more primitive level, like you see a fight, when does push become a shove?
In a real fight, it's usually, you know, two pushes and then a big shove and then some punches come flying. The pushes feel each other out and they escalate from there.
That's one way. But another way is the shove is what puts somebody on the ground.
Yeah, or tries to, definitely.
All right. So as a metaphor, and we're fond of those in this show. I got a new one for you. The comes to shove metaphor. You ready?
Go.
So the shove means someone's going down. And we're getting pushed around now with COVID, with financial tyranny, with a lot of things, right? We're getting pushed. Elections that quite clearly had irregularities that were absolutely suppressed and ignored. We're getting pushed, right?
Okay.
When the shove comes is when SHFT. That's shove, and a lot of people are going down. They're going down to the ground.
That's a good way to put it.
And this government will be shoving. Shoving a lot of people
down. That's all a government really knows how to do is shove.
So when the power goes out, having a generator on hand, you know how to operate it. When
with fuel.
You're trying to get to somebody's location and the GPS is gone. And you got the maps, they're printed. You know how to read them. You know how to measure your distance traveled. You know how to get on comms and talk people into locations, which we did last summer. That's shoving back.
Exactly.
When you go to the range, when you go to the range, you're shoving back. When you're getting resilient, when you're listening to Mr. James Walton, thank you for the message right before Christmas. James, greatly appreciated showing his love and respect for his hosts, and we do too. Thank you for having us 2 years coming up. When you listen to what is offered by Prepper Broadcasting Network, you're preparing to shove back. And it happens, like I said earlier in this show, not at the state and local level, not at any community you want to name. It starts with yourself and your family, right? I don't use the word community to describe a family. A family's a family within the family and within the individual. That's where every little thing you get ready for, that's when, you know, you got to shove back. And what is most of this population going to look like? It's going to look like Dallas's offensive line taking care of Washington's offensive line, right? It's going to be people are going to get pushed around.
You know what it's going to look like as well? I think everything you said was awesome. Perfectly said. We're actually got to get out of here. We're just about to end this show. Did you see what happened on I-95 near D.C.?
Snowstorm. People got trapped on the road. Nobody came to plow them or get them out.
No, they were there for like 2 days almost. People abandoned cars. Even Senator Tim Kaine, the running mate of freaking Hillary in 16, was in his own car for hours.
Name the states this happened in, though.
Virginia, Maryland. I know Virginia for sure.
Pathetic. Pathetic that a government can't even do that.
Well, I've driven on that strip of 95. It's a shit show.
It's getting medieval. No. Interstates would trap motorists for days and they can't go get them and plow them out. Where's the plows? Where's the basic service of government?
It's gone, man, and it ain't coming for you. So you better get self-reliant and prep up, folks. That's the final answer. And when an actual senator is stuck in there too, you know that they really don't have their stuff under control.
Yeah. All the shows, the basic survival shows that you watch and you liked, right? It just if your boat capsizes, if the dam in your town breaks, if you know. The wildfires over the other ridge, any of those situations, that's time to not get shoved to the ground. Cause that,
definitely.
That, you may not get up again. It's, you know, the shove back
is
being prepped.
And I think
being prepared.
It's almost like lifting weights before the fight, prepping. You're getting things ready to go mentally, physically,
you're able to push back on the reality and say, you know, maybe enough of us eventually can shove back and put down some of these big problems. Maybe in our lifetimes, maybe in the next. If this recording survives in the future and you're listening to this after Ben and I are gone, always be ready to push back against tyranny. Push back before it shoves you to the ground and puts an end to what we have in this country.
There you go. That's the American way. All right, ladies and gents, we got to get out of here. First episode of the season in the books. We'll be back next Tuesday, as always, live 8 p.m. Eastern.
Dramatic music to end the show. Foreboding, really.
Yes. All right, guys. Good show, my man. Catch you guys later.